Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grupo Herdez's first quarter 2015 results conference call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this call is being recorded and that information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially. Please refer to the detailed note in the company's press release regarding forward-looking statements. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Gerardo Canavati, the company's Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Andrea Amozurrutia, Head of Financial Planning and Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Noah. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. We are pleased to report a strong start for the year, continuing the trend seen in the second half of last year. Andrea will provide an overview of our performance in the period, and then I will share with you some additional information on the new frozen division and our revised outlook for 2015 that reflects the integration of that business. As usual, we will be happy to take any questions you may have at the end. Andrea?
Thanks, Gerardo. With three consecutive quarters of growth now under our belt, including a strong 14.4% rise in net sales this quarter, we can clearly see that our commercial efforts have gained traction. Even with favorable comps, the timing of Holy Week, and 1 month of sales from Nestlé Helados, our integrated execution across the business is driving the underlying growth. Furthermore, with the soft raw materials environment, better sales mix and cost structure, and our hedging strategy aimed at minimizing the impact of a stronger U.S. dollar, we were able to generate a 390 basis point expansion in the gross margin in the quarter. Let's take a look at performance by segment, keeping in mind that our reporting this quarter includes the new frozen segment, which integrates Nutrisa's figures along those of Nestlé ice cream assets as of March 1. First, the entire Mexico core portfolio did very well this quarter, with net sales growth of 16.4%, reflecting volume and sales gains across every channel and category. In fact, five of the seven categories that comprise 80% of our core domestic sales recorded double-digit increases. I want to point out that in tuna, aside from sales growth, we also saw recovery in our market share, while canned vegetables benefited not just at the top line, but also because production costs fell significantly following the startup of the Los Mochis consolidated plant. On the export front, sales were down 8.8% on sluggish sales and inventory adjustments at Megamix. In the frozen segment, the downsizing of Nutrisa's product portfolio, which has been underway since Q2, continued to impact sales, although, as expected, the pace of decline has now slowed. The growth figures reported in this segment, therefore, fully reflect the incorporation of Nestlé's ice cream assets as of March. As I mentioned before, we saw a significant expansion in the gross margin this quarter, which also slowed down to the operating level. Although SG&A was higher with the incorporation of the Nestlé business, EBIT rose 44.5% over last year with a 3.5 percentage point expansion in the margin. In terms of EBITDA, it rose almost 39% and the margin expanded 3.4 percentage points to a robust 18.8%. At the equity investment in associates line, we saw a 21% improvement, reflecting better performance at Megamex, although in part this was due to better comps due to charges taken in the Don Miguel business last year. Finally, at the bottom line, consolidated net income totaled 436 million pesos in the quarter, with a margin of near 12%, which is 2 percentage points higher than in the year-ago period. Majority net income grew from 173 million to 224 million pesos. In terms of our financial position, cash balance at quarter end was approximately 1.8 billion pesos, which reflects the payment for Nestlé ice cream business and the amortization of the 600 million peso local bond. Our leverage ratios remain healthy and flexible. With that, I will now turn the call over to Gerardo.
Thank you, Andrea. I want to take a few moments to discuss the frozen division. We have talked at length about Nutrisa, so I will only mention today that we are pleased to have the bulk of the restructuring expenses behind us. The product portfolio has been optimized, as evidenced by the improved gross margin of the first quarter. We're closing the gap in terms of same-store sales, and the newer stores are doing well, including the 4 net openings this quarter. For the second quarter, we will have fair top-line comps to report. As for the Nestle business, we are very excited about what we see so far. It will take the entire year to fully integrate it into Grupo Herdez's structure, but the team is in place to ensure there is no disruption in the business as the process is underway. In terms of profitability, EBITDA margin for the new business is similar to Nutrisa, so we don't expect any dilution this year. Next year, in 2016, is when we'll start to realize synergies in the combined frozen segment, mainly in fixed costs in manufacturing and distribution, as well as SG&A, which will represent more than 12% of the combined cash flows, excluding top-line synergies. Having said that, I want to update the previous guidance for 2015 to include the new frozen business. We continue to be relatively optimistic about the consumption environment without disregarding that we will have a very tough second half to beat. As for Mexico Core, we started to implement some pricing this month, mainly to compensate for a stronger than anticipated dollar for the remainder of the year. For 2015 as a whole, we see a high single-digit growth for Mexico Core. The frozen segment should double in sales, supported by mid-teen growth at Nutrisa and 1 billion pesos of sales of the Nestle business. On the export front, sales are expected to decline slightly when compared to last year due to the formation sluggish growth in the U.S. and inventory adjustments at Megamex. For the full year, we see a slight decrease in Mexico Core gross margin due to the stronger dollar, but fewer other expenses will compensate for this shortfall such that EBIT and EBITDA margins will expand slightly. EBITDA margin for the frozen division should stand at high single digit, including integration costs. The full benefit of this cost will be reflected in 2016 and beyond. Net earnings should grow in the mid-teens range. This includes double-digit growth in pre-tax income at Medamex. In terms of CapEx, we expect to invest $1.1 billion primarily in the tuna vessel, Los Mochis Distribution Center, and a bold expansion in the frozen division. We expect consolidating cash flow for operations to top 2 billion pesos, while free cash flow excluding acquisitions to reach 1 billion. We are experiencing a tailwind based on our execution that give us confidence about the rest of the year, despite the current challenges in a complex frozen integration. Last but not least, we expect to see you at the Herdez Day in New York City on May 7th. The last event we held was back in 2011, well before we embarked on this new growth path. So it will be an excellent opportunity to get updated with an in-depth look at our vision for the next year. Please keep in mind that the deadline to register is today. This will conclude my prepared remarks this morning, so we are now ready to take your questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. And we'll take our first question from Rafael Shin with BTG.
Hi, good morning, Gerardo, Andrea. I was wondering if you can provide us more color on the results in the, of MegaMex. So it seems that, I mean, after adjusting for the exchange rate and this kind of like one-off you had last year, the results were basically flat. So I was wondering if you could provide us some color on, let's say, top-line growth and margins there. And also, if you can also talk a little bit about the competitive environment in the U.S. Thank you.
Good morning, Rafael. Let me start with your last part of the question. The environment in the U.S. has been and will keep be very competitive. The market as a whole is still growing. The Mexican category food market is growing at a, let's say, at a flattish to a low single digit, maybe 2 or 3%. There are some categories that are flat. For example, salsa is flat. Frozen is a little bit more dynamic. Guacamole is growing at double digits. So we are experiencing some flattish or sluggish growth. We have had some challenges in our frozen division due to our shortages in Don Miguel and regarding our capacity that we are attending. We are not fully operational on these shortages, so that's where we are experiencing some headwinds. There are other categories that are doing very good, as guacamole. In the tortilla segments, even though it is very small for us, we are having some competitive disadvantages. So margins are stable. We are a little bit lower than our forecast, but we are implementing some measures at the operational level in Don Miguel that we are sure that in the remainder of the year we can improve. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no, thank you. Just a quick follow-up. So just talking about the input costs outlook, let's say, in the U.S., when you, I remember that you were having some pressure from avocado prices. This year, are you expecting, like, on a year-on-year basis to have a lower prices? Because since we cannot follow avocado prices, I just want to know, let's say, in a how do comparables look for this year?
Mm-hmm. We are seeing less pressure than last year. We have a benefit in cost. Avocado is very seasonal. So when the avocados in the trees, the price tends to double or triple. But on the full year, we have seen the benefit of a lower price. Now, top line growth is very strong, but when we have a lower price also, we compete with fresh. So avocado is not an issue this year, at least right now. We don't foresee any issues for the following crop. Mm-hmm. Input cost, recall that our input cost in Don Miguel particularly came from protein. Protein last year had a high demand, and dairy products also, you know, particularly cheese. So those were the raw materials that pressure our cost where we had some shortages. And remember that Don Miguel, the primarily channel in Don Miguel is convenience stores. So if we don't have the product right away, we're not convenient.
So in overall terms, you would say, let's say, flat to slightly declining input costs in U.S. dollars in the U.S.?
For those businesses, yes. The MegaMex is benefiting for a stronger dollar from the imports and from Mexico. But yes, we would say flattish to a slight decrease.
Okay, perfect. That's very helpful. Thank you, Gerardo.
And we'll take our next question from Julio Zamora.
Yes, hello, Gerardo, Andrea, how are you doing? Congratulations on a good quarter. My question is on the frozen division, and I wanted to maybe clear up a couple of things. One is, you said on the EBITDA, you were looking for high single digit. Was this margin or growth? And the other question is, how are you thinking about this division long term? Because if I'm looking at Nutrisa, when it was a standalone operation, it had EBITDA margins north of 15%. It seems like lately it's been below that. When do you expect it to get back to those levels, or do you don't think that those levels are attainable? And what does the addition of Nestle do to these levels, to when you expect to get back to like a mid 15%?
Thank you, Julio, for bringing that question. Thank you for bringing that question, because I wanted to be more precise on that. The margins for this year that we are expecting on EBITDA, let me correct my prepared comments. This year we expect EBITDA in the frozen business to be low double digits. That will include some integration costs from the Nestle acquisition. When we see the long-term margins of those businesses, we are expecting to have mid-teens EBITDA margins. Definitely. That's the potential of those businesses. Now, why are we not seeing those margins today? Because we have exited a restructuring phase in Nutrisa. We have set a strategy at Nutrisa that it has been a little bit different from what the strategy was in the past. We have increased our new stores opening that you don't see the effect because we have also net closures. Last year we closed 43, but we opened 60 stores. And that opening, that aggressive opening, is waiting on SG&A, on depreciation and amortization. We expect, on average, new stores to mature between average 2 years. We don't like to discuss average in a retail business, because a retail business is not about averages. It's about location, or it's about segmentation. So our SG&A at Nutrisa right now is extremely high. We are in the high 50s or low 60s%, because we have placed the structure in place. We have placed new executive teams, and we are also remodeling old stores. We had about one half of the stores that had old image. So we are investing heavily in the business. So when are we going to attain those mid-teens margins? In the next 4 to 5 years. In the short term, we will see margin improvement. In gross margin in the first quarter, we improved 400 basis points. We are selling right now more food and beverages. Still, 75% of our sales is frozen yogurt. But we are increasing our commercial portfolio. And we're also doing a lot of tests in the stores to test some store concepts and to test some products that we think we can be successful. So we are very excited on what is going on, and we are expecting improvement following second quarter. Now, talking about Nestle, when you compare Nestle to Nutrisa in terms of size and margin across the line, across the income statement, they're very similar. Both have low 60s gross margin, both have high 50s SG&A, and and the margin at the EBITDA level are extremely similar for this year. Obviously, we will have integration costs. We will have some integration costs that will, and we will record the benefit in the future years. Both businesses will be a growth engine for Grupo Herdez. The frozen divisions will represent this year approximately 15% of sales, and it will be our second most important category behind mayo. We are investing in new openings in Nutrisa, and we are investing in new routes in Nestle through freezers to go to the mom-and-pop stores. So the whole frozen division should grow at mid-teens in the next 5 years. And I will repeat our rationale for this business, that we are aiming to double the frozen business in the next 4 to 5 years. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does. I appreciate the detail very much. Would you mind talking to us a little bit about the market share that you have right now in, you know, if you fold in Nestle, Helados Nestle to Nutrisa in the frozen, I don't know what it's called, the ice cream category, what would be the market share and what do you expect the evolution to be?
Right. Okay. Well, definitely we are the second player in the whole ice cream market in Mexico. It's a very fragmented market because, as you know, there are two leaders, and we would be the second one. And then you have a lot of independent shops. When you think about market share, we would be in the low and mid teens as the second player. We are far away from the first place, but we are we have a lot of opportunity to grow in both segments. Our we reach in through the Nestle distribution channel 44,000 points of sale in a universe that you know better than us that is far from 500,000. And in Nutrisa, 70% of our stores are concentrated in 7 states out of 32. And we are concentrated in the metropolitan area. So we have a full opportunity to grow in the country. And that's what we're planning to do in the future. That's why the frozen business represents a growth path for Grupo Herdez, because we believe it's a category that is underdeveloped. We think that our ice cream, including frozen yogurt consumption, is one of the lowest in the world. We consume less than 2 liters per capita. We think that this category needs a lot of innovation, and that's what Nestle brings in terms of the kids sections. And we think that Nutrisa is leader in its segment. So definitely, this will be one of our growth paths for the next 5 years.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from Mauricio Martinez with GBM.
Good morning, Gerardo and Andrea. Thank you for taking my question. And the question is regarding the Mexico's core business. We are wondering if you can share with us if you are expecting upcoming pressures related with the FX in your cost structure, and if we should be expecting margin contractions in this business for the next quarters.
Good morning, Mauricio. We mentioned in our last conference call that our pricing actions will be only in the products of our portfolio that are experienced a gross margin contraction due to a stronger than anticipated dollar. We are not increasing the full scope of our portfolio. If I had to shoot a number, I would say it's between between half and two-thirds of our portfolio is experienced a price increase. And we are just recovering our gross margin in terms of pesos. So our price increases will recover partially those amounts, and thus our Mexico core gross margin will decline slightly from last year. In the following quarters, even though we don't give guidance in the following quarter, but the second quarter will still have the same tailwind comps as the first one, and because our execution showed more strength in the second half of last year, the back half of this year will experience some difficult comps. Overall, a slight decrease in gross margin due to a stronger than anticipated dollar. And there are a few categories that will still be subject to price actions depending on volume that will be decided in the second half. You mentioned cost structure. We have mentioned that 50% of our COGS is dollar denominated. We are very active in our hedging strategies. Unfortunately, those hedging strategies expire, and that's some of the benefits that we are seeing in this quarter. So a long story short, our first quarter gross margin in Mexico core is not sustainable in the medium term, although we expect it to stabilize between 38 and 41 overall, and EBITDA margins in the 17% range.
Perfect. Very, very helpful, Gerardo. Thank you.
Welcome.
And as a reminder, it is star one if you'd like to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment. And we'll take a question from Daniel Sanchez with BTG Pactual.
Hi, Gerardo, Andrea. Thank you for taking my question and congratulations on the results. I just have some quick questions on Helados Nestlé and Nutrisa. The first, so you mentioned that the EBITDA margin of Helados Nestlé was very similar to that of Nutrisa. I just wanted to know if by this you mean similar to Nutrisa, say, in full year 2014, so maybe about 10%, or similar to Nutrisa back in 2013, so maybe 14%. The second question, could you give us an estimate of how much of the 18% decrease in the frozen EBITDA margin, the frozen EBITDA this quarter is attributable to Nutrisa, and how much is it attributable to the integration of Helados Nestlé? And finally, could we have some guidance on same-store sales of Nutrisa this quarter? Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. We were mentioning the current year. When we mention margins are the current year. This year, EBITDA margins will be low double digits for both businesses. And going forward, we think that both businesses will experience mid-teen margins. This quarter, obviously, from our overall gross sales, about one-fifth comes from the integration of Nestlé, 1 month of Nestlé. Business. In terms of same-store sales, we were down. We were in sales decrease in the range of mid-teens because we still have difficult comps on the commercial section. Remember that the portfolio restructuring came in the second quarter. So in the second quarter, we will have better comps. So this will be the last quarter that we have this significant same-store sales decreases. On the positive side, frozen yogurt is still decreasing. Same-store sales in frozen yogurt are still decreasing, but the pace has diminished. So we are closing the gap, as we mentioned in our prepared remarks.
Okay, thank you. Very helpful.
In the case of the question about the contribution of Nestlé to the current quarter EBITDA, it's not relevant. So practically all the EBITDA that we are registering in the frozen division comes from Nutrisa.
From Nutrisa, okay. Thank you, very helpful.
And as a reminder, it is star one if you'd like to ask a question. We'll pause briefly. And with no further questions, I'd like to turn the call back to Andrea and Gerard for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you again for participating in the call this morning, and we look forward to see you in the Viernes Day. Please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions in the interim. Have a good day.
And this does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation.